Black Star. Kick back.
MK.
Kick back your feet, stimulate your mind. Roll you up some green, sip you on some wine. Open up your ear for a G1 time. We talk about every issue underneath the sun. Health, relationship, goal, prepping and current events. Changing thought patterns and paradigms and Bitcoin. Observing behaviors is what we really do. Talk about them uncomfortable truths with the FAMO. When we come together, we call it a demo. Subscribe, like, share with your kin folks. Let them know, progressive, productive, constructive conversation right here on Black Star Kickback, G. Black Star Kickback, 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 yeah.
Gang.
What's good with it? It's your G, Resh G. And this is the Black Star Kickback. I know I've been like MIA with this shit, you dig? It's all good, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker been moving around like you're supposed to be doing. All the fams, black adult males, all the black adult females out there, man. And travel as much as possible. Get out there, meet people. See new things. Experience new things. It's good to be open, man. You know, if you just got one set of thinking, you know, it can create stinking thinking. You feel what I'm saying? Meaning that, you know, if you got a mentality of I only stay in my neighborhood, you only know how to deal with situations that come to you like you would handle it as if you was in your neighborhood. And that ain't how the world work. You feel me? Yeah, shit that we do here in Chicago, we can't do that shit in Texas. Shit they do in Texas, they can't do that shit in LA or New York and vice versa. You feel me? So you gotta be able to, you know, the lay of the land. Like, how, what's the old saying? Do as the Romans do. When you ain't wrong, do as the Romans do. You dig? So, you know, you gotta be able to talk to people. I noticed that when I travel, I learned how to shut the fuck up and think before I speak, because I say when I came down here from Chicago to Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know that I was offending my cousins, you know what I'm saying, when I talk, you know, and certain things that I say. And at the same time, I was confused on a lot of they slangs and shit, you know? They like, this perping ass nigga Skep is hell. And I'm like, man, what the fuck is they talking about perping and Skep? You know what I'm saying? So it's best to shut the fuck up. Learn how to shut the fuck up. Listen to shit. Pay attention. Observe. And, you know, don't always try to go against the grain all the way. You know what I'm saying? It's good to be devil advocate. It's good to raise your hand in the classroom. I agree with every goddamn thing. But if you in somebody else's land and you in somebody else's house, you a guest, you at their mercy, and it's best to be you know, respectful, have common courtesy of they shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we here to network. We here to get shit done, man. You gotta think, Larry Hoover said, all real niggas need to link up. Not just regular niggas, street niggas. You know, they need to link up in Chicago, Detroit, LA, Houston, New York, Miami, Seattle, all that, Tennessee. Real ones. And it take a special group with that, though. What I mean by that is, we gotta understand, I was talking, chopping it up with my band, you know what I'm saying, off code, you know what I'm saying? We matriarchal males. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that we lean to our females. We look for validation from our females. Talk about Big Mama, and, you know, best believe niggas gonna be ready to send this bitch up. Say something about my mama. I'm ready to beat your ass. You know, and all that shit. We're matriarchal males. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, a lot of shit we do is like some female ass shit. some real female ass shit, bro. You feel me? Accountability. Us as males, we have to take full accountability. And we understand the world is not fair. If it was fair, then white men would give back shit that they took from black men. You feel me? That ain't fair. Ain't shit getting get back. You dig? And we got this fucking mentality that, like a female, only females feel like the world should be fair. That's not fair. And then I ain't talking shit. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us males, we picking up that same mentality, thinking that the world supposed to be fair with us and not taking full accountability on shit. And that's why we fucking up out here, man. That's why shit can't get done out here. That's why we can't get together like the Mexicans and shit and pull up and fix a whole motherfucking crib and get that shit done in damn near 2 weeks. Why? Because niggas don't be on top of their shit because they was raised by some pussy-ass motherfucking females. You dig what I'm saying? They picking up them pussy-ass motherfucking tendencies and shit. You dig what I'm saying? It's bullshit. Niggas used to seeing they fucking mama wake up talking about, I don't feel like going to work today, and knowing that she has a government that's gonna, you know, aid and assist their ass and shit. Ain't talking shit, I'm just being real. And everybody mom didn't take assistance. I'm saying, generally speaking, in the hood that we come from, we raised by motherfucking females that do some bitch ass shit, and us males be picking up that tendency, and that's why us males be having problems with other males. Cause we ain't coming at the situation like motherfucking G's, you feel me? Like a male, we coming at the situation like a bitch, like somebody owe us something, like we got a pussy between our legs, and somebody, like, we know we just gonna get this shit, you feel what I'm saying? And it's fucking up business between us, business. We got a network, you dig? We gotta move across the country, we gotta understand price act, we gotta become managers, supervisors and shit. That's why I tell all my man, get that job and get that position and learn how to fucking tell people what to do and this, that, because a lot of us didn't even fucking get that privilege in our own fucking mama house. She wasn't trying to let us be no motherfucking man of the crib. She treating us like a fucking little boy all the way until we leave this motherfucker at 18, 19, whatever the fuck age you left that motherfucker. She still was treating your ass like you was 11, 12 years old, G. On the balls. Excuse me, drinking my coffee, top of the morning and shit. But it's fucking up our relationships with us as BAMs, as males. You feel what I'm saying? Check this out now. Being raised without a father is tutelage. It renders us helpless against the false sense of perfection a doting mother bestows upon us, rendering us incapable of anything other than feminine ego struggling from the females in our adult lives. Think about that shit, G. It's tutelage. You feel me? A false sense of perfection. You feel me? Like, that's deep, man. A mama had your ass, and moms, aunties, sisters, grandmas, don't take offense, because I'm not talking shit about you. I'm really talking to the males, you dig? How they picking up y'all tendencies, and then expecting the same results when they get amongst other males. You know what I'm saying? Like, they expect that, like how a female, you know, let's say in the workplace, right? Let's say she working with a whole bunch of males and shit. She feel like, you know, a little entitled to shit. You dig? She know she can smile a bit. You know what I'm saying? A little perfume, soften up, honey up, or some shit to get what she want. The niggas then peep that shit up. And that's why you got these young niggas talking about, oh, rock a nigga to sleep. Finessing niggas out of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't hear my granddaddy and uncles and them talk about finessing no motherfucking nigga. No other male. Like, really think about the psychology and that shit. That's some shit that he probably heard from his motherfucking mama. Rock a nigga to sleep and go in his pockets or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Play friend with a motherfucker to rob his ass later and shit. Betrayal. Disloyal. dishonest, unaccountable. That's something we got to get rid of, man. And I ain't saying all of it comes from the females, but I'm just saying that a lot of that shit is female tendencies that we picking up. You feel me? Accepting someone's imperfection is an absolute detrimental to their development. And a lot of us get motherfucking, we get our motherfucking imperfections accepted by our, that's my baby, he ain't never did nothing wrong, leave him alone, bitch ass little boy. And that's the reason why a lot of these females don't fuck with us, you feel me? Because of the females we've been raised by fucked us up. Why? Because of the choice that they made in the niggas. And I ain't said all the motherfuckers made wrong choices, because it's some fuck ass niggas out here that did what? Take accountability and stand the fuck up like they were supposed to do. So he left that motherfucker out there just for her. You feel what I'm saying? Now I ain't saying that it ain't no motherfuckers that it made it so uncomfortable where a motherfucker don't even want to deal with your ass and left the situation. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about motherfucker females that really was solid with a nigga though. Held the nigga down, bid it with you, you know what I'm saying, wrote you when you was locked up, put kept money on your books and shit. She understand your ass ain't got no fucking degrees and none of this shit. She with you. She solid with you. You dig? And motherfuckers still cheat. You dig? Motherfuckers still be disloyal, not direct, faking her out, taking her car. All that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, because, you know what I'm saying, we could talk about that on another subject, because, motherfucker, that shit is kind of needed too, but I'm not going to deviate the shit and start something else, because anybody want to talk about that, make sure you send me a message on here. I want my people to listen. Y'all can send me messages on here, and we can get some feedback going. You dig what I'm saying? What I'm saying right now is, niggas need to be solid. Motherfuckers need to stand up. Your word needs to be your balls, man. Pull your dick up, like they say in New York, yeah. Come on, man. We gotta be solid. Me too. Talking about me too. I'm supposed to go shoot out to Detroit. Go holler at my G. Some other shit happened here. I end up not going. Now, at the end of the day, my word was what? I'm coming to Detroit. And I broke my word. We so used to giving excuses like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at it. Go, when you go to work, just watch the niggas. And I ain't like that. Watch us, man. We come to work. Oh, man. Ooh, this, then the third. Oh, I'm late because of this. Oh, I can't tell me what it is. Other, you know what I'm saying? All that fuck boy ass pussy shit. You dig? No accountability. No getting to work 30, you know, breaking these stereotypes and shit. Come on, man. We gotta tighten up, my niggas. We gotta tighten up. And real, the niggas get around other males and act like bitches. Females tend to lean towards a group of males that's solid, stick together, got their shit together. Damn, they move as a pack. They like that shit. Why you think they fuck with it? Man, come on, G. We seen how BMF, look, BMF is a fucking perfect example. Come on, man. Niggas, they stood solid. There's no jealousy amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? They had their own personals. You know what I'm saying? You got your personal, don't bring your personal around. Everybody respect that. You know what I'm saying? But hey, if this ain't your personal, we all fucking these bitches and shit, yeah? We all stand on our shit. We all getting money together. We all taking trips. I want for myself what I want for my brother. If black males thought like that, man, G, these females will do whatever we say, and shit will be righteous. I want for my brother what I want for myself. You know what I'm saying? I want to see my brother and his kids doing good. I want to see smiles. I want to see progress. I want to see us doing constructive shit. I want us to be accomplishing goals. I want us to be calling each other and pull ups, man. G, you know, you need to do this and woo woo this. All right, G, you right. You right. You right. I was wrong on that. I do need to do this. Woo woo this. That. How you think I should go about doing that? ask questions, man. Shit, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you see a motherfucker coming in behind you, shit, kick the door open for him. You know what I'm saying? We need to show camaraderie amongst each other. Instead of enemy, man. I'm in Walmart. We the only black people in this motherfucker. I see another brother, I give him the head nod. You know what I'm saying? The head nod, motherfucker. Me, motherfucker, out me. I'm like, damn, I ain't even your op. Out of all these people in here, I'm the enemy. Why? Because he done had black people fuck him up. He probably got jumped by some niggas. I probably look like some, and it's like, we shouldn't, why? Why is we looking at, because, man, the shit that we doing to each other, man, why? Niggas be on bitch-ass shit. Yeah, we need to start helping each other, man. I want for my brother what I want for myself. We need to start showing up and showing out. Support. Yeah, support. We need to start just taking over our families. So what? Big mama said this and mama said this about that. I don't care. I'm taking over the payments. I don't care. That's what we doing here. Start dictating this shit in your family. It start with home. You do this shit at the crib, shit'll get better in the community. You dig? Go pick up your little cousins and them. Put they all they ass in the truck, nigga. We about to go to all our female cribs in the family and cut they grass. We about to stop at Big Mama crib, cut her grass. We gonna stop at Auntie in the crib, cut that grass, get something to eat. Go stop at all the female cousins and they little kids, stop over there, cut their grass. You know what I'm saying? Pass out a little dollars and twos for the little cuz. They see we showing up and cutting. They like, dang, I can't wait till I get old enough to hop on the crew with them. You feel me? It start with family. Start dictating shit. No, this shit we have Thanksgiving here. Woo woo. Go ahead and rent that Airbnb and everybody in the family can come there. We ain't gotta go to such such and such such. No, we come to this spot. It's a mansion off the side. It only cost me a couple hundred. It's all good. We gonna kick it here. We gonna do dictate. Take over your family. Be the man of the family. Want that position, my G's. Work together, man, and network. How can I do this guy a favor to get what he wants? Man, he said he wants to get his CDL license. He want to be a trucker. Bet. All right, look, bro, look, you could download the app and take the pretest every day until you know, practice and this, that, and the third, and woo woo this, and man, I drive you up there and woo woo. I don't want shit out of it. Why? Because guess what? It's gonna come back. Boom, he got his position and job or whatever. Now, y'all, he like, hey man, I can put you on the job. Like, damn, why? Man, you should be a freight broker. So that way, when I'm on the road, by the time I get my truck, you should be done with your certificate. And now you could be doing the dispatch, or our wives can be doing the dispatcher. You doing the broker as far as getting me jobs. I'm out on the road doing this, that, and this. Now we done created a whole business. And now we got little homies that, like, man, we got to create. Show up and show out. Stop pointing the fucking finger. Observe, identify, but... Man, nigga, fuck the blaming because we males. Ain't shit fair. I love the folk on the hustle, Vice Wars. You are from Chicago. I'm GD, but I love the folk on the hustle. Love, hate, kill, take. You know what I'm saying? Love, hate, kill. I fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody say. I love Stone literature. I love Vice Wars literature. You know what I'm saying? Chicago street organizations, they literature. It's really like a modern day Bible for black adult males. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta think in the 60s, man, what they were scared of? They were scared of the black messiah. You dig? So they locking up Larry Hoover. They locking up Jeff Ford. They chasing after King Uther and all them on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Locking their ass up. Why? Because they putting this literature out there where niggas was really standing on top of their shit and handling themselves accordingly. And then it came with the cocaine and drugs and everything and fucked shit up and jelly female shit came in because niggas was intoxicated. You know what I'm saying? So it's hella ignorant outbursts and all that shit. But I love all, and it's like, and this is what I want to say to the young motherfuckers listening shit. You know, I know these little young niggas talking about opt this, opt that. So here's a parable, right? So Larry Hoover walking in the yard with one of the guys, one of the GD folks, and one of the GD folks like, look at them hook-ass Vice Lords over there doing. He interrupted him like, shut up. How can you hate somebody's ideology? How can you hate somebody and you don't even know their ideology? Go to school. He sent his ass over there to go to vice lord school with the vice lords. Yeah, and in Chicago, most gangs understand other gangs' literature. How can you say somebody's an op and you don't even understand their ideology? You feel what I'm saying? And I fuck with the ideology. Love, hate, kill, take. Think about that. We love and hate this man. Hey, and shit don't happen unless, as far as what we see, as far as other males in the world, unless you motherfucking kill or take some shit. Now, we modern, and I ain't telling nobody go out there kill or do nothing. No, I'm saying, look, we kill and take by killing the fucking the pattern and stopping perpetual fuck up. That's how we killing perpetual fuck shit. You dig? We're propelling. We're growing. We're moving forward. No reverse. Fuck looking back. I mean, you got a little, you know, the rearview mirror to check, you know, keep shit in check and remember shit from the past to keep your fucking shit in drive and moving forward. You feel what I'm saying? And propel. God dang it. I ain't gonna hold y'all up, man. I just wanna put something out there, love, put it on your brain. I'm gonna start doing these a little bit more often and shit. You dig what I'm saying? Got to. And with that being said, y'all stay safe. Y'all stay dangerous out there. Y'all stay cautious. Observe. Watch your surroundings. You know, be situational awareness. Anything can happen at any moment. Work on your credit. Work on your portfolio. Call some people. See what's going on in their business life. And how you can help yourself and how you can help them. Network. Build a system. Build a fucking doghouse. Sweep a porch. You feel me? Stay active. You know what I'm saying? And stay deactive on fucking fuck shit. We deactive. We can get on fuck shit, though. But we deactive on that shit. With that being said, peace. Love.
Shit, this remind me of back in the day. Wearing cross-color damage jeans, head full of waves. But we wasn't packing K's, but we stayed with the tech or the Mac. Drive-bys in the back of a Cadillac. Spraying till we see the opposition melon. We ain't hatin', motherfucker, you know where we at. Black devils in that blue and black. Blue steel make you take that. Bat, bat, chest black, teeth black. Now we ratting clean, yeah, nigga, check your coffin. And we selling clean, yeah, nigga, you can step on that. Ain't no triple beam, nah, nigga, Bobby Digi that. Want your hair done, shorty, yeah, hair, suck on that. Ain't no comers for free, we make them earn that. He was talking gangsta, make him tough that. Shorty 17 with the 30, he a spray that. Wish it was like way back, one phone call that. 8th quarter brick, pad brick, whole brick. Oh shit, effing in full clip. Pippin' on the road, moving weight. Cross state line, pills and all type of shit. Baby mama swiping cars online type of shit. Water whipping dope in the microwave, high temp. White socks, hat to the right like a boss pimp. Niggas I don't really fuck with, yeah I tax them. Fat pussy selling everybody town. Look, Puerto Rican bitch with me 10 toes down. 2500 you can have your town. 7500 she a bring a little friend. I'm a real fucking hustler, get the 3 for the 10. I represent the town, the 6 and the fin. The house of David and Supreme 5. I got plenty nickel penny whole dollar dimes. Everybody got a purpose when they fucking with G. Especially if I go stacking, making money. Mission tapping opposition, knocking competition. Out of commission and out of resistance. My mind focus on riches, these soft dick niggas focus on bitches. My opposition broke, man, buried in ditches. Here I go again, talking dope again, shopping heroin. Straight from the table to my palm, to your arm, money to my palm. Pinky ring weigh about a ton, do you hear me son? Shout out to my niggas on the run, tryna sack them some, tryna make it home. Hands on my chrome, I don't know you home, nigga what you want? They tell me slow down, but I tell them in my prime. If I don't do it baby, baby who gon' do it baby? Tryna get the keys to this all black Mercedes. I'm the black 21, motherfucking haters. Y'all don't even fucking get it.
And fucking God in your presence.
Yeah. What that G stand for? It don't stand for gang, it stand for God, birth, growth. Gnosis, geometry, guarantee greatness. And if you seek to harm me, that's when it stand for gang. When I actually wanna be a gentleman, PML to all the real. 12,
12, 12, L.
Larry, love.